You're listening to Black Helicopter News.
The Black Helicopter crowd knows
that. The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
Conspiracy theory.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black Helicopter News starts now.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. This is episode 13 of Black Helicopter News. I'm your host, Andrew Robinson, and we have a lot of news to get through. Here's what's coming up on today's show. We'll be talking about MKUltra, COINTELPRO, psychotronic generators, all that and more. But first, some quick announcements. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Check us out online at ArmageddonRecords.com and like us on Facebook.com/BlackHelicopterNews. Also, if you'd like to advertise with us or be a guest on a show, email me at zen1music@gmail.com. Now back to the news. Pentagon plan to close Guantanamo expected in coming week. Associated Press, Washington. The Pentagon's plan outlining the long-stalled effort to close the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center expected in the coming week includes details suggesting that the Centennial Correctional Facility in Colorado is one suitable site to send detainees whom officials believe should never be released. Artificial intelligence. Homo sapiens will be split into a handful of gods and the rest of us. That's on Infowars.com. A new report suggests that the marriage of AI and robotics could replace so many jobs that the era of mass employment could come to an end. The new 300-page report from Bank of America Merrill Lynch looks at the likely effects of a robot revolution. Though it promises robot careers for an aging population, it also forecasts huge numbers of jobs being wiped out. Up to 35% of all workers in the UK and 47% of those in the US, including white-collar jobs, seeing their livelihoods taken away by machines. Anonymous reveals full list of alleged KKK members. The hacktivist collective Anonymous released a much-anticipated list of people it claims are members or supporters of the Ku Klux Klan on Thursday night. The group targeted the KKK in the wake of Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, Missouri. The data dump posted on Pastebin began with an essay detailing Anonymous's motives for the release. We hope Operation KKK will spark dialogue about race, racism, freedom of expression across group lines, the group said. Hackers spent 11 months gathering information on the alleged members, the group said, going to great lengths to confirm identities as best as possible. They used public data and academic records. We consider this data dump as a form of resistance against the violence and intimidation tactics leveraged against the public by various members of the KKK groups throughout history, Anonymous said. Donald Trump gives SNL its biggest ratings in years. With Donald Trump posting Saturday Night Live jumped to its biggest overall rating since 2012. According to NBC, SNL had a whopping 6.6 household rating on Saturday night, easily beating the season's previous hit last month, hosted by Hillary Clinton. Trump, who continues to lead the GOP primary polls, James Bond fights Big Brother, New World Order, in WorldNet Daily, published 2 hours ago. Call him the Edward Snowden-inspired Bond. Inspector, super spy James Bond learns some of the worst villains are those spying on us in our own government, or worse yet, those looking to unite world powers to spy on everyone. Spectre is an action-packed continuation of the wildly popular Skyfall, including returning characters and a theme of spies being phased out in a world of cyber snooping and drones. And therein lies the ominous twist. Not only is Bond battling an arch-villain resurrected from his past, but he's also fighting an organization that believes it's the future and is even referenced to once as the New World Order. The organization has manipulated the governments of the world to unite their intelligence agencies into one called Nine Eyes, using a technology the Shadow Organization secretly controls. Not coincidentally, part of U.S. intelligent whistleblower Edward Snowden's revelations included info on a very real united intelligence effort called Five Eyes, which Snowden described as a supranational intelligence organization that doesn't answer to the known laws of its own countries.
Pretty obvious by now to most of us that there are certain people in the government who want to take away our guns. Our gun rights are in jeopardy. Now they can just willy-nilly ban ammunition? Oh, the .223 ammo for AR-15s is bad. I'm going to take it away by executive order. To heck with the Congress, to heck with the Constitution, to heck with the people. I'm God. I'm the dictator. I'm running a banana republic. I don't know what the guy's thinking up there in the White House, but listen, if you want to keep your guns and you want to maintain the ability to take care of and protect your family, you need invisible guns, ghost guns, like the AR-15, the Ghost AR-15, starting as low as $499 at guns80.com. Go to guns80.com on the web, guns80.com. Look at the link below in the description box, link on there to guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80, 844-2-GUNS-80, or guns80.com.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News.
MK Ultra. This CIA mind control project was so horrible that all records were ordered destroyed. In 1964, the director of the CIA ordered records of all 150 individual projects of MK Ultra destroyed. The program initiated on the orders of the CIA chief on April 13, 1953, and conducted by Dr. Sidney Gottlieb, had mind control as its principal objective. Rumors about new mind control techniques being used by Soviet, Chinese, and North Korean interrogators on U.S. prisoners of war panicked the CIA into a search for its own method of mind control. Many German doctors or masters of mind control were snatched by the Office of Strategic Services to work on insidious projects. 1950, Project Bluebird, to discover mind control methods. In 1951, Bluebird was renamed Artichoke, utilizing hypnosis and drugs to resist interrogation. Hundreds of experiments with hypnosis and with mescaline, peyote, and other hallucinogenic drugs before they had some success with LSD and MKUltra in 1953. Acid seemed to fit the bill. Dr. Gottlieb used the drug himself as a frequent guinea pig. Gottlieb ordered experiments on mostly unsuspecting CIA agents, military personnel, prostitutes, mental patients, and members of the general public. Further research by Gottlieb became quite sadistic. Gottlieb would lock volunteers in a sensory deprivation chamber while they were on LSD. In one extreme case, volunteers were dosed with LSD for 70 days straight. Because MKUltra's records were destroyed, there is no existing document revealing of how many of these individuals were driven insane. May 5, 1955, MKUltra document that found its way into circulation as specific orders to find mind-altering substances that would accomplish the recipient discredited, produce the signs and symptoms of recognized diseases in reversible ways, render the use of hypnosis easier, or otherwise enhance its usefulness, enhance the ability of individuals to withstand torture and coercion during interrogation, produce amnesia for events preceding and during the drug's use. There's no evidence that MKUltra or later CIA experiments actually succeeded in accomplishing many of the above mind control techniques. But since the files in the program were destroyed, no one can definitely say that MKUltra didn't succeed in mind control or in the creation of zombie-like assassins. In 1964, MKUltra was renamed MKSearch, supposedly a refined search for the perfect truth serum. COINTELPRO. To counter the growing radical movements of the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, the FBI and police justified violations of the Constitution. J. Edgar Hoover ordered his field agents to expose, disrupt, misdirect, discredit, and otherwise neutralize specific target groups deemed anti-war. Martin Luther King Jr. came under attack, as did any organization that sought social or racial justice. The assigned purpose was to not merely to spy on them, but to discredit. For those who always regarded the FBI as following the highest standards of truth, justice, and the American way, it'll come as a disappointment to learn that these agents, acting on Hoover's orders, carried out such foul and illegal activities, regularly planted false and libelous stories about radical leaders in the media, forged signatures on personal correspondence and public documents, published and distributed bogus leaflets in the names of their target groups, advertised meetings of various groups, publishing incorrect dates and times, posing as members of radical or civil rights groups, made false arrests in order to establish criminal records for the leaders of these groups, gave perjured testimony and provided fabricated evidence in courts, resulting in wrongful convictions. Early in 1971, COINTELPRO was exposed. A number of FBI agents began to resign from the Bureau and reveal additional distasteful details of COINTELPRO. High-ranking government officials were made uncomfortably aware that the FBI had employed dirty tricks on American citizens solely because they espoused anti-war views or conducted marches and sit-ins for social and racial justice. The organized attacks on individuals' rights were denounced as acts of official terrorism. The Senate and House committees conducted extensive inquiries. These hearings revealed far-reaching illegal programs against groups of citizens, and chillingly, is probably still being performed.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
We let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Psychotronic generators. It's well known that strobe lights can trigger epileptic-type seizures. Even the pulsating lights from television cartoons has prompted seizures. The human sensory receivers are extremely susceptible to disturbances in the electromagnetic and sonic spectrums that are ordinary and usual aspects of our environment. If some nation or agency were to focus an attack on the human sensory apparatus of a population by directing weapons that utilize microwaves, lasers, and acoustics, the victimized people would soon capitulate. The victimized people, they'd give up. Psychotronic instruments designed to induce subliminal messages or to alter the body's psychological and data processing capabilities. Such weapons that would confuse and in some cases completely incapacitate the internal signals that normally keep the body in balance. There are no defenses against psychotronic weaponry. Computers can be protected by a firewall, but the human mind cannot. The psychotronic instruments of warfare that are being developed at present time include the following. Russian virus 666, a computer virus that creates a visual combination of colors which can place computer operators in a trance state and inject thoughts into their subconscious. In some cases, can cause arrhythmia of the heart. Acoustic rifles that can vibrate the internal organs of human targets, stunning or nauseating the victims. At high power and close range, it can knock a person down with a shockwave or cause the enemy's inner organs to spasm. At longer range, the sonic frequencies can cause vertigo and nausea. The Black Widow, a pulse wave weapon that can affect the signal from the motor cortex of the enemy's brain and cause uncontrollable, involuntary muscle spasms. An interrogation psychotronic device that can remove information stored in a person's brain, send it to a computer for modification, then reinsert it into the brain so that the interrogators can control the subject. Psychotronic generators that can be directed towards large populations and cause mass hallucinations, sickness, zombie-like states, and even death. Ultrasound generators capable of performing bloodless surgeries or assassinations without leaving a mark on the skin. These weapons that can make normal individuals become muddle-headed zombies.
Check us out online at ArmageddonRecords.com.